From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with his study of the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with verses 23 through 31 of chapter 3 in a message called The Elements, Ends, and Effects of the Gospel. In this, as in all his epistles, Paul teaches that salvation is by grace, it is a gift, and it is by blood. These are its indispensable elements. In verses 24 and 25, we find certain marks of the gospel. It glorifies God, not man. It satisfies divine justice, for Christ is set forth as a propitiation, that which puts away God's wrath. Because of this, it magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the gospel justifies sinners. The rest of the chapter teaches us that this justification is made over to sinners by faith in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
Our devotional thought for today is entitled, Over Jordan with Singing. The text is found in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 29. Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. That arch enemy, the devil, is a liar from the beginning. But he is so very plausible that, like Mother Eve, we are led to believe him. Yet in our experience we shall prove him a liar. He says that we shall fall from grace, dishonor our profession, and perish with the doom of apostates. But trusting in the Lord Jesus, we shall hold on our way, and prove that Jesus loses none whom his Father gave him. He tells us that our bread will fail, and that we shall starve with our children. Yet the feeder of the ravens has not forgotten us yet, and he will never do so, but will prepare us a table in the presence of our enemies. He whispers that the Lord will not deliver us out of the trial which is looming in the distance, and he threatens that the last ounce will break the camel's back. What a liar he is! For the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Let him deliver him now, cries the false fiend. But the Lord will silence him by coming to our rescue. He takes great delight in telling us that death will prove too much for us. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? But there also he shall prove a liar unto us, and we shall pass through the river, singing psalms of glory.
Sheep.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. As you gather with family and friends to observe this Christmas season, we hope you will keep Christ at the center of your festivities. From all of us at the ministry of Let the Bible Speak, we wish for you and yours a most blessed Christmas. Now, with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
How do you put away the wrath of God? By the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. We read that God set him forth to be a propitiation. This way of salvation satisfies justice. It puts out the fire of the wrath of God, so that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Then it magnifies Christ. It magnifies Christ. The mark of the gospel of the New Testament is the magnifying of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, whom God set forth. That's a verb that has caused a lot of questions and a lot of opinions. Some say it means that God ordained him. That's a possible meaning, and it's true. God did ordain him. Some say it means God purposed. And if you look at the other two occurrences of this particular word in the New Testament, you'll find that's the meaning there. Yes, God purposed. But you see, I think here it's not talking about the purposing to send Christ. It's talking about revealing Him. It's talking about publicly declaring Him. And I think our translators have got it right. God has set Him forth. God is revealing Him to you. He's displaying Him to you as the propitiation. Men want to look on the Lord Jesus as a philosopher. They want to look on the Lord Jesus as a great teacher. They want to look on the Lord Jesus as a wonderful moral leader and even as a religious reformer. But the Father says, look, I am displaying Him to you as a sacrifice of propitiation. Magnify Christ and His blood atonement. If you're ever going to be a preacher, young man, make sure you preach Christ. That's what Spurgeon said when they were opening the Metropolitan Tabernacle. I propose that the grand subject of the preaching from this pulpit will be Jesus Christ. Oh, I would to God that every Baptist in the world was doing that today. I would to God that every Presbyterian was doing it. I would to God that we'd get away from all the tomfoolery of man-made subjects and just preach Christ. That's the need. Another brethren evangelist, A.P. Gibbs, tells the story of an old preacher who was standing up before a number of young preachers just setting out. And he said, young men, preach a full gospel. Christ and nothing else, nothing less. Preach a plain gospel. Christ and nothing more. Preach a pure gospel. Christ and nothing else. Nothing less than Christ, nothing more than Christ, nothing other than Christ. God has presented Him. Isn't it amazing that God Almighty says, I present my Son. And you can go to Protestant, evangelical, fundamental churches and listen to the sermon from one end to the other and never hear the very name of Jesus mentioned. I've done it. Remember years ago when we weren't long in this country, we had a visitor over from Northern Ireland. We were away at another service on the vacation time. We went to hear a very brilliant preacher. My wife and the other young woman, we were all a lot younger then, came out and said, my, he could preach. He could preach. And so he could. His oratory was far above the average. His skills in homiletics, far above the average. His ability to reach out and touch a congregation and bring them out to where he wanted. My, he had all the skills. I said, did you not notice? I listened very carefully. He preached for 45 minutes. I heard a lot about God because he was in an Old Testament passage. I never once heard the name of Jesus Christ. There's something wrong there, you know. There's something sadly, terribly, terribly wrong about that. And I am not for a moment, and do not misunderstand me, I am not for a moment questioning the orthodoxy, the Christianity, the graciousness, the reality of the experience of the man who's a preacher. I know that man, and I believe that he's a good and gracious and godly man. But he missed it. He missed it. God says, I present Christ. It's the mark of the gospel. Magnifies Christ, and thank God it justifies sinners. Notice, being justified. I'm not going to go through the full force of that word again, as I've already done so in the past weeks, but being justified freely by His grace. Notice it goes on in verse 25 to speak of the remission of sins that are past. The passing over of sins from your past. No penalty upon you because of your sin. My, here is the gift of righteousness. Here's the justification that God gives when He saves. He says, I declare you righteous. It's not I make you righteous in the sense of making you virtuous. Now, the Lord will also do that. But He's talking here in the terms of the law court. He's talking about the legal ground for us having a right to heaven. And what He's saying is, I declare you righteous, free from condemnation, through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. My grace flows to you to justify you freely. And notice the method of this. It's by faith. Notice the constant emphasis through this passage on faith. Verse 22, by faith. And this gift is upon all that believe. Verse 25 again, it's through faith in His blood. Verse 26, it's to the one which believeth in Jesus. Verse 27, it's the law of faith. Verse 28, he's talking about being justified by faith of the law. Verse 30, God justifies the circumcision and the uncircumcision, the Jew and the Gentile, by or through faith. Verse 31, it's through faith that we establish the law. Notice this constant emphasis on faith. That's the method of salvation. There's no other way. Faith, not generally, but faith in Christ. Not faith in Christ generally, but faith in His blood. In other words, the faith of a modernist that says, I believe in Christ, but I deny His blood atonement, is not saving faith. The faith of the one who says, I believe in a Christ, who is, say, the Christ of liberalism, or the Christ of neo-orthodoxy, or the Christ of the social gospel, or the Christ of some philosophy, that is not the Christ of Scripture. It is faith in His blood. Faith in the merits of His sacrifice. Men and women, I tell you, when a poor, guilty sinner comes with his sins to the Lord Jesus, by faith in His blood, he passes out of a state of condemnation into a state of acceptance with God, being justified freely by His grace. What does faith do? You've often heard of A, B, C. Well, here's AAA, triple A. And this triple A will certainly take you on a better road than any road in America or Europe, for it'll take you the road to heaven. First of all, it assents to the truth of the Word of God, what the Bible says about God, about man, about sin, about the law, about Christ, about the cross. It assents. Then it abandons all hope in our own works. And finally, it accepts the person and the propitiation and the pardon and the promise of Jesus Christ. Justified freely by His grace. How do we receive it? Through faith in His blood. Now, those are the elements of this gospel, the means, the marks, and the method. Now, what is the end of the gospel, the purpose? Verse 25 and 26, God has set him forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Now the Bible tells us there are many purposes behind the death and the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a big subject all on its own. Titus 2:14, for example. He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. There's one purpose for the death of Christ. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4 tells us another, that the Lord Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Ephesians 2 verse 16 gives us yet another purpose. And it was that he might reconcile both Jews and Gentiles unto God in one body by the cross. You could go through the New Testament. Here are the ends, the objectives of the gospel. But now in Romans 3, 25 and 26, Paul gives us another objective. And it is to declare God's righteousness. Now that's very easily said, but here's a big question. What does it mean? You've heard me say that again and again through these verses. What does it mean? I think we read with blinders and blinkers on, and we accept, we understand it, but do we really? To declare his righteousness. The usual answer is, well, I should say there are two kinds of righteousness. There's the justice of God, what some call a judging righteousness, and then there's the righteousness which he has provided to justify us. That's a saving righteousness. So which is it here? Most commentators say it's judging righteousness. It's the justice of God. God declares his justice. And certainly that's a great truth. If that's the meaning, then this text tells us three things. Talks about Christ's sacrifice satisfying divine justice. That's a great truth. Jehovah took the sword of justice and he buried it in Jesus Christ. And for us, that sword is sheathed forever. Bless God, he satisfied divine justice. But then this text, in this view, talks about the demonstration of divine justice. Here's a very difficult thing in verse 25. Declaring his righteousness for the remission. The word is pretermission, or the passing over of sins that are past. And the usual of commentary in the commentators is that this is referring to the Old Testament period when God winked at the depravity of the Gentile nations and he didn't visit judgment upon them. He wasn't forgiving them, he was just passing over them. And the argument is here, he's saying the cross of Christ vindicates his justice. Demonstrates it and vindicates it. There's a lot of truth in all that, but I must say that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I believe that he's talking about righteousness here as he's been talking about it throughout. This is the righteousness of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.